Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Jacqueline Sanderson is the assistant entomologist at Northwest Mosquito Abatement District here in Cook County. How are you, Jacqueline?
Hi, doing well. And yourself?
Good, good. I was telling everybody I was at the vet yesterday getting more tick meds. I took ticks off my both of my dog's faces and my pig's face, and people were helping with some gardening encountered ticks. And my vet had said that she took 9 off of her own body last weekend. She made the mistake of going for a hike, and she claims that 4 of them were Lone Star ticks. Now, I know you focus on Cook County. Have you heard of Lone Star ticks in Illinois?
There is some data on Lone Star ticks in Illinois. I'm not fully familiar with everybody's findings recently. Myself here, I've only so far found 1 nymphal Lone Star.
Yeah, and that's identifiable by some kind of white mark on their back, right?
Yeah, that is a species that I think the public could usually identify with a Google image comparison.
And is that something we should do? Like, if we pull a tick off of us, even if it hasn't embedded in us, should we take a picture, do a search, and have some more information before we flush it down the toilet or get rid of it?
Yeah, I always recommend that people do, especially if it has bitten, due to the differences in risk for disease.
And so, Jacqueline, when you say a bite, a bite is when it only happens when they put their head in your body?
Yes, I would say okay. So. A tick is going to embed its mouth parts and then stay attached as long as it can before dropping off when it's full.
Okay. Oh, and I've seen them drop off dogs when they're full, and they're like the size of a big pebble. It's disgusting. You look at it, and you're like, what is that? And it's a big blood-filled tick. Okay, so tell me about your job in Cook County. Is your job is to search for ticks and mosquitoes and those type of bugs?
Absolutely. That's a big part of my responsibilities. So at the Northwest Mosquito Abatement District, I do surveillance for West Nile virus in our mosquito population. And I also do the dragging or the collections for our ticks. So I do those throughout all of the tick seasons, which I like to make sure people know start as early as the ground starts thawing. Any day really above 35 degrees, ticks can be out and seeking hosts again. So I do all of those collections throughout Cook County forest preserves.
The Associated Press over the weekend, too, said that this is going to be one of the worst tick seasons on record. Do you agree with that?
Based on the data we've collected over the last 2 seasons, we've really been focusing on ticks. I can say I see a statistically significant increase in what we are finding in our collecting protocol.
And what are you finding? What kinds of ticks and how dangerous are they for humans?
So I find primarily 2 species, almost exclusively 2 species. One is the deer tick, Ixodes scapularis, a black-legged deer tick. That is the carrier we associate with Lyme disease. And then I find the dog tick, or Dermacentor variabilis. That can carry pathogens, but we don't have our results yet back for our collected.
And that dog tick is the little itty, itty, bitty one, right?
So the dog tick is often going to be larger. That is a brown-looking tick. They're awfully round, and they will have a little bit of a white ornamentation near their head, but it's not going to be that signature white star like a Lone Star.
Okay. And the one that carries Lyme, the deer tick, pretty prevalent around here?
Yes, I would certainly say so. We see comparable numbers to some areas in Wisconsin that we would traditionally think of as those deer tick environments. And so those are going to look obviously more black as the black-legged deer tick. Females and males are both rather small, and the females will have a red part to their mostly black body.
And of course, that's a concern. I know Chicago Public Health has put out some issues about that as well, or press releases, because Lyme seems to be on the rise. Are more people than ever getting Lyme, or are we just more aware?
There is a general increase as well as a spread in the areas that it is affecting. So it's not just anecdotal at this point.
And I know about 85% of emergency rooms report tick bites, but not everybody goes to the emergency room. Most people just pop it off and don't give it much thought, especially if that's something they grew up with or they live in wooded or rural areas.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
I'm guessing you've had tick bites.
Surprisingly, not so many. I really practice personal protection, safety, and I really recommend everyone we're reaching, in our public outreach and education, that they also are, using as many protective techniques that they can. So those repellents do work, but our number one recommendation is tick checks, being very thorough, checking yourself for them.
Yeah, Brad Paisley was writing that song being comical, kind of flirty in it. And really, it's really imperative, especially when you have small children and anybody, really, because they tend to find places where you're not going to see them, right in the middle of your back, or maybe do they kind of get in around waistbands or tight places, right?
Absolutely. A lot of the people who have come to us at our district saying they've found a tick on themselves, it'll be in the groin, the armpit, the hairline. Those are some popular spots.
Do you have reference numbers on how many Lyme cases are in Cook County or were reported over the past couple years?
So I don't have those up myself. We have seen there are graphs showing increase. So we have that. As far as Lyme in the populations of the ticks, we do have a significant amount of that Lyme bacteria in our actual ticks we've been collecting. We have them tested by the CDC.
And how concerned are you about West Nile, this virus? Every year we lose at least one or two people, by my recollection, in Illinois. That's still a serious concern as well, right?
Absolutely. I stress constantly to our residents that West Nile is very prevalent in Cook County. We have tons of cases. And so it's really important to be reducing those mosquito bites as not only a nuisance, but really there we find positive pools of mosquitoes. We do test them for that virus. And every year, tons of positives all throughout our region of Cook County.
Would you have any suggestion on the proper way to remove ticks?
Absolutely. So I like to tell people, I don't like any of the tricks that, wives' tales, no product should be put on the tick to try to get it to drop off. We want fine pointed tweezers down as close to the head of the tick as possible, close to the skin and pulling straight out, no twisting. We don't want to miss those mouth parts.
Yeah. And it's easily done. If I can do it on a dog's face or on a human body, it can be done. So, yeah, throw away all the put the match to them or get a tick key or anything like that. Just do it the way you're instructed to do it. Get the fine point tweezers and pull that thing out. And then do you wait? Are people waiting a few days to see if they break out, or do most people, or would you suggest people go to the ER or call their doctor? What do you do?
So personally, my father has gotten a few bites from the black-legged deer tick in particular. If you are able to identify that species of tick as the one that bit you, I personally recommend making a call to the doctor. The amount of time the tick has been attached is important. The longer they've been attached, the more likely they are to have given you something. But I like to recommend that people stay on the safe side. Can't make medical, opinions over here.
Right.
But
right.
I like that people make that contact, make that call.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your expertise.